Hey, it's time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Swetz Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. And we welcome in Mark Kalnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Well, here we are, Mark, on the doorstep, ready to wrap up the winter season with state championship games this weekend.
Yep, boat ready to head out my door and head your way.
Well, I thought what we'd do, let's start with tonight's games, and then we'll look at the games in each class and get your thoughts on each one of those. Let's begin tonight with the Class B state championship games on the girls' side, and what should be a terrific match between the Herman Hawks and an Oceanside team that has not ever won a state championship as Oceanside, and also featuring one of the best young players in Maine.
Yeah, Bailey Breen, and her dad's coach, and he has a chance to make some history. As far as I know, there has never been a coach that has won girls and boys at the same school state championship. I could be wrong, but that's, I did a little bit of research, and that's, I haven't found anybody. So that could be that's something right there. And yeah, she's already got a verbal commitment to UMaine, and she's a freshman. And we talk about a lot about Cooper Flagg on the boys side, but I think I'm going to see the best girls freshman play in the state tonight at the Cross Center.
And then the nightcap this evening, Ellsworth has a chance to complete an unbeaten season as they battle Yarmouth for the state title.
Yeah, they haven't won one for many, many years. And, they played their best game in the regional championship game against Orono. They kind of struggled the first two games, but that's what great teams do. They find ways to win when they don't play their best, and they did. And now you might be getting their best shot, and it's going to be a tough Yarmouth team. But, Coach Austin and the Eagles will be ready.
You better believe it. Well, let's move on to the Class A championships. First of all, for the girls, Skowhegan taking on Greeley. What do you think of that matchup?
Well, I think Greeley, powerhouse, their tradition. They got the tradition and the experience on their side. But Skowhegan has, who I believe, I guess I'm making a prediction here, that they have Miss Maine basketball for this year, J.C. Christopher. Could be wrong, but that's just my prediction. And, so they have the best player on the court, but Greeley does have a deep team, and they're always seem to be there. And, it should be a battle.
And then on the boys' side, of course, you mentioned it, Cooper, Ace Flagg, the Nokomis Warriors. They have been a juggernaut this season, taking on Falmouth for the title.
Yeah, kind of like the girls' game in A. Nokomis, they definitely have the best player on the floor, but Falmouth has the tradition and long-time tradition. But I wouldn't be surprised if Nokomis packs that place right to the top. They've done that, wherever they go, depending on crowd restrictions, and I expect the same thing down at Cross Arena in Portland.
We're talking with Mark Cowan of Eastern Maine Sports on Downtown. Let's move to the Class C Girls Championship game, and Stearns taking on Halldale.
Yeah, Stearns, Allison Alley, great player. She's a Miss Maine basketball semifinalist and a fun player to watch. She's as good defensively as she is offensively. But Stearns is going to have the hands full here. Halldale has a strong side lineup, a deep team, and they went cruise through the Class C, a very tough Class C South, and it's going to be tough for Stearns. But again, they got Allison Alley, and they got a few other solid players, Casey Kenyon, Michaela Anderson, and they're not going to give up. They're going to battle, and I think it's going to be a good game.
And what do you think on the boys' side of the Dexter Dirigo matchup?
Oh my goodness, you hear about what happened Monday night, huh? Those boys from Dexter never give up. That was one of the biggest comebacks I've seen in a tournament game.
And,
they were down 23-2 in the second quarter. They were down, they only had 18 points going into the fourth quarter, and then the whole momentum changed. They have, they were there 2 years ago. They want to, they're facing a different team. They're facing Dirigo and Winthrop, but, they want a little redemption for the players that were there on that team. And, one thing they proved is no matter how much they, if they get down, they're never out.
Absolutely. And finally, Class D on the girls' side, it'll be Southern Aroostook taking on Seacoast Christian.
And I would say this is, one of the biggest favorites I've seen in a state championship game. Southern Aroostook girls are loaded. They, this is the fourth straight season that they've been to the state championship game. They lost to Greenville 2 years ago, but they're winning games by an average of 30 plus points. Seacoast Christian comes in at 13-6, the number three seeded Class C South. Class D South, sorry. And Southern Aroostook is a big favorite, but obviously, one game, anything could happen. And, I do expect Southern Aroostook to roll, but, the Seacoast Christian had to get through the tournament, and they're a school of K through 12 with only 110 students the whole K through 12, not just, you know, 8 through 12. But, you know, so very, very small school, and they're going to have their hands full, but it's going to be fun to watch Southern Aroostook.
And a heck of a matchup on the boys' side in Class D. Red Hot Southern Aroostook, they've been the power in Northern Maine all season long, but up against a Forest Hills team that is what? One, is it 65 in a row?
Yeah, yeah. Take out last season. You know, those were MPA games. They went 22-0 in the two seasons before that, won the state championship, and then 21-0 this year. Coach Amara and the Forest Hills team, quite a tradition there. And you know, but as you said, Southern Aroostook playing great ball, and I expect that to be one of the better games of the weekend, actually.
Well, it's going to be a whole lot of fun this weekend. Eastern Maine Sports has got all the information you need to follow them for what's going on. Mark, have a great time down there, and we'll check in with you again next Friday, one last time in the winter season, to put the wraps on it.
All right, we'll wrap it up next week. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Mark. Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report is brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. Buy the first. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.